新书、旧书，知行英语与您分享一本好书的智慧点滴。
Appointment with Death。
死亡约会。
精彩点评。
The murder of a loathsome person。E.A. Salinas。
一个令人生厌的人被谋杀了 ,E.A. Salinas。
Hercule Poirot overhears those words as he travels. They are spoken by a young man named Raymond Boynton to his sister, Carol. She is their stepmother, a hideous old woman,with a talent for mental sadism. She keeps her stepchildren and natural daughter, who is a schizophrenic, dangling like puppets, doing whatever she says. Lennox, the oldest, has retreated into mute uncaring, and his wife is threatening to leave him. Raymond has fallen in love with the beautiful Sarah King, and lovely young Ginny,is beginning to go over the edge.
在旅行途中，赫克里波洛无意中听到了一个叫雷蒙德·波伊顿的年轻人对他姐姐卡罗说的话。雷蒙德口中的她是他们的继母，一个很可怕的女人，天生心理上就是一个虐待狂。对于她的继子继女们以及患有精神分裂症亲生的女儿，她让他们像小狗一样依附在她身边，叫他们做什么就做什么。Lennox 是家里的长子，已经变得成天缄默不语，对一切漠不关心。他的妻子则整天威胁着要离开他。雷蒙德爱上了漂亮的莎拉金，而可爱的小金妮则开始跃跃欲试，要逃离继母的控制。
现在我们逐句对照的听一次英文原文和译文。
Hercule Poirot overhears those words as he travels.They are spoken by a young man named Raymond Boynton to his sister, Carol.
在旅行途中，赫克里波洛无意中听到了一个叫雷蒙德·波伊顿的年轻人对他姐姐卡罗说的话。
She is their stepmother, a hideous old woman with a talent for mental sadism.
雷蒙德口中的她是他们的继母，一个很可怕的女人，天生心理上就是一个虐待狂。
She keeps her stepchildren and natural daughter, who is a schizophrenic, dangling like puppets.
对于她的继子继女们以及患有精神分裂症亲生的女儿，她让他们像小狗一样依附在她身边。
Doing whatever she says.
叫他们做什么就做什么。
Lennox, the oldest, has retreated into mute uncaring.
Lennox 是家里的长子，已经变得成天缄默不语。对一切漠不关心。
And his wife is threatening to leave him.
他的妻子则整天威胁着要离开他。
Raymond has fallen in love with the beautiful Sarah King.
雷蒙德爱上了漂亮的莎拉金。
And lovely young Ginny is beginning to go over the edge.
而可爱的小金妮则开始跃跃欲试，要逃离继母的控制。
多学一点。
Whatever.这个词可以做代词，意思是无论什么，不管什么，相当于 what， 但语气比 what 要强很多。比如说 take whatever you want， 无论什么，想要就尽管拿。 whatever 还可以引导状语从句，相当于 no matter what。 whatever happened， whatever happens， you mustn't lose your heart， 无论发生什么事情，你都不要丧失信心。
Then, Mrs. Boynton is killed. and Hercule Poirot must unravel not who would kill her, but who wouldn't kill her. This is one of those mysteries where the murdered person is so loathsome that even if you don't approve of the murder, you do cheer when it happens. The plot is tight and complex. The characters are excellent, and the ending will surprise, shock, and satisfy you.
接着，波伊顿太太就被人谋杀了。赫尔克里波洛的任务不是要找出谁会杀他，而是谁不会杀他。在这部推理小说中，因为被杀的人实在太讨人厌了，所以即使你不赞成谋杀这种方式，可是他被人杀了，你还真是觉得欢欣鼓舞的。整个剧情紧凑而且错综复杂，剧中人物描写得非常精彩，结局更是让你诧异震惊，可是又一定会让你读得心满意足。
现在我们逐句对照的听一次英文原文和译文。
Then Mrs. Boynton is killed.
接着波伊顿太太就被人谋杀了。
And Hercule Poirot must unravel not who would kill her, but who wouldn't kill her.
赫尔克里波洛的任务不是要找出谁会杀他，而是谁不会杀他。
This is one of those mysteries where the murdered person is so loathsome that even if you don't approve of the murder, you do cheer when it happens.
在这部推理小说中，因为被杀的人实在太讨人厌了，所以即使你不赞成谋杀这种方式，可是他被人杀了，你还真是觉得欢欣鼓舞。
The plot is tight and complex.
整个剧情紧凑而且错综复杂。
The characters are excellent.
剧中人物描写得非常精彩。
And the ending will surprise, shock, and satisfy you.
结局更是让你诧异震惊，可是又一定会让你读得心满意足。
The setting for this mystery is exotic Jerusalem, where the Boynton have come on holiday to visit the Holy Land. Christie excels in providing local color, and this novel ranks among her best in that area. This book became popular with the release of the 1988 movie starring Peter Ustinov as Poirot,and Lauren Bacall as Mrs. Boynton. Also in the cast were Carrie Fisher, David Soul, John Gielgud, Haley Mills, and Piper Laurie.
这部推理小说的故事背景是设在颇具异国风情的耶路撒冷。波伊顿家族当时正来到圣城度假。克里斯蒂的这本小说对当地的乡土色彩的描写是相当的出色。这也使得《死亡约会》成为克里斯蒂在该地区销量最好的作品之一。1988年根据小说改编的电影放映了，其中波洛是由彼得·乌斯蒂诺夫出演的，而波伊顿太太的扮演者则是劳伦·巴尔考。电影问世后，小说也更加受人欢迎。另外，电影中的演员还包括卡里·费舍尔、大卫·索尔、约翰·杰古德、海莉·尼尔斯以及派帕·劳里。
现在我们逐句对照的听一次英文原文和译文。
The setting for this mystery is exotic Jerusalem.
这部推理小说的故事背景是设在颇具异国风情的耶路撒冷。
Where the Boynton have come on holiday to visit the Holy Land.
波伊顿家族当时正来到圣城度假。
Christie excels in providing local color.
克里斯蒂的这本小说对当地的乡土色彩的描写是相当的出色。
And this novel ranks among her best in that area.
这也使得《死亡约会》成为克里斯蒂在该地区销量最好的作品之一。
This book became popular with the release of the 1988 movie.
1988年根据小说改编的电影放映了，电影问世后，小说也更加受人欢迎。
Starring Peter Ustinov as Poirot.
其中波洛是由彼得·乌斯蒂诺夫出演的
and Lauren Bacall as Mrs. Boynton
而波伊顿太太的扮演者则是劳伦·巴尔考
Also in the cast were Carrie Fisher, David Soul, John Gielgud, Haley Mills, and Piper Laurie
另外电影中的演员还包括 卡里·费舍尔、大卫·索尔、约翰·杰古德、海利·米尔斯以及派帕·劳里。
现在我们再来听一次英文原文。
Hercule Poirot overhears those words as he travels. They are spoken by a young man named Raymond Boynton to his sister, Carol. She is their stepmother, a hideous old woman with a talent for mental sadism. She keeps her stepchildren and natural daughter who is a schizophrenic dangling like puppets.Doing whatever she says. Lennox, the oldest, has retreated into mute uncaring, and his wife is threatening to leave him. Raymond has fallen in love with the beautiful Sarah King, and lovely young Ginny is beginning to go over the edge. Then, Mrs. Boynton is killed.And Hercule Poirot must unravel not who would kill her, but who wouldn't kill her. This is one of those mysteries where the murdered person is so loathsome that even if you don't approve of the murder, you do cheer when it happens. The plot is tight and complex. The characters are excellent, and the ending will surprise, shock,and satisfy you. The setting for this mystery is exotic Jerusalem, where the Boynton have come on holiday to visit the Holy Land. Christie excels in providing local color, and this novel ranks among her best in that area. This book became popular with the release of the 1988 movie starring Peter Ustinov,as Poirot, and Lauren Bacall as Mrs. Boynton. Also in the cast were Carrie Fisher, David Soule, John Gielgud, Haley Mills, and Piper Laurie.
人民文学出版社，出版日期2006年5月，页数247页。
真行英语提醒您，学英语靠点滴积累。
听力课堂，听 class.com。